भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा माई की जय। जमुना माई की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की जय। सामवेद गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 22 टेक्स्ट 6। यासाम व्यतिकरादासीद् विकल्पो वदताम पदम प्राप्ते शमद्दमेप्येति वादस्तम अनुशाम्यति। यासाम व्यतिकरादासीद् विकल्पो वदताम पदम प्राप्ते शमद्दमेप्येति वादस्तम अनुशाम्यति। यासाम व्यतिकरादासी विकल्पो वदताम पदम प्राप्ते शमद्दमेप्येति वादस्तम अनुशाम्यति। यासाम ऑफ विच एनर्जीज ऑफ माइंड व्यतिकराद बाय द इंटरैक्शन आसीत हैज अरिजन विकल्प डिफरेंस ऑफ ओपिनियन वदताम ऑफ दोज आर्ग्यूइंग पदम द सब्जेक्ट ऑफ डिस्कशन प्राप्ते व्हेन वन हैज अचीव्ड क्षमा द एबिलिटी टू फिक्स हिज इंटेलिजेंस ऑन मी दमे एंड कंट्रोल ऑफ हिज एक्सटर्नल सेंसेस अप्येति डिसअपियर्स दैट डिफरेंस ऑफ ओपिनियन वाद द आर्ग्यूमेंट इट्सेल्फ तम अनु कॉन्सिक्वेंटली शाम्यति सबसाइड्स। Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. By interaction of my energies, different opinions arise. But for those who have fixed their intelligence on me and controlled their senses, differences of perception disappear and consequently the very cause for argument is removed. Purport. Conflicting varieties of perception are created by the interaction of Lord's material energies in the minds of different philosophers who staunchly defend their opinions, saying, this may be the case or perhaps that or other, or this may not be the case or perhaps that is not the case. Such logical or rational proposing, doubting, counter-proposing, counteracting, etc. takes thousands of different forms and become the basis of argument. Actually, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, is the basis of all existence, since everything emanates from the Lord, is maintained by the Lord, and at the end is merged to rest within the Lord. Lord Krishna is Paratattva, the highest truth, understanding all, underlying all other dependent truths. In a society of learned persons who have understood the personality of Godhead to be everything, there is no further cause of philosophical quarrel. Such unity of opinion is not based on the absence of philosophical inquiry, nor on the stifling of rational discussion, but is the natural result of spiritual enlightenment. So-called philosophers proudly boast that they are searching and researching for the absolute truth. Yet, they somehow consider one who has found the absolute truth to be less intelligent than one who has not found it but is searching. Because Lord Krishna is the absolute truth, one who fully surrenders to the Lord becomes the most learned person. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Karamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpade Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patidaram Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyade Shutarini Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shrivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Welcome everyone to our morning Bhagavatam class, seeking blessings from all the devotees so that I can speak something to purify myself. So we are discussing from the 11th canto, chapter 22, entitled Elements of Material Creation. So in this chapter, in the beginning, Uddhava has asked some questions about the elements of material creation, how many elements are there, and he's saying some philosophers, they say there are 24, some they say there are 26, 27, 28, 16, 9, all these things. So he's saying, just tell me exactly why there are so many different opinions. And then Lord starts answering. He says, by interaction of my energies, different opinions arise. But for those who have fixed their intelligence on me and controlled their senses, the differences of perception disappear. And consequently, the very cause for argument is removed. So in this world, we see there are difference of opinions everywhere, you know, which causes confusion, which causes one to not decide exactly what is to be done and what is the course of action. You know, the famous pastime, you know, Yamuna Mataji and some other devotee, they were arguing about Krishna and Balaram. So Mataji was saying that Krishna is black and Balaram is white. That is the difference. And this other devotee was saying, no, actually the main difference is Krishna only enjoys with gopis and not Balaramji. So both of them, they went to Prabhupada. And then Tamal Krishna Goswami was presenting the case. So he said, you know, this Prabhupada, this Yamuna Mataji is saying that Krishna is black and he enjoys with gopis only, and Balaramji is white and he is not enjoying with gopis. So Prabhupada, after hearing both of the opinions, he said, yes, both of them are right. So then he said, Prabhupada, so what should we do? What is the final decision? So Prabhupada said, you decide, you know. So this is the The differences of opinion will be there everywhere, as scriptures also say, tarko apratishto shrutayo vibhinno nasa vrishiryasya matam na bhinnam. So according to the scriptures, if one rishi's opinion is not differing with other, then he is not a rishi. So that is the thing which is there always in all the scriptures and all the rishis. They have different opinions than some other rishis. So this type of rational thinking should be allowed, and everyone, all the intelligent people and everyone, should have this capacity to individually think and come to the conclusion which should be in the line of the scriptures, you know. So there are various opinions. The famous allegory of which is given of kak tal nyay, you know. So one time there was one crow which sat on the tal fruit tree, and as soon as the crow sat on the tree, the fruit fell. So the different rishis, they were seeing and they were giving different opinions, you know. So some of them said that, you know, because the fruit was ripened, so the crow, when he landed on the branch, because of the weight of the crow, the fruit fell. Others say that no, it is just a, you know, coincident that fruit was anyways about to fall, but when the crow sat on the branch, so it happens simultaneously. So there are different opinions, Prabhupada writes in this purport. Conflicting varieties of perception are created by the interaction of Lord's material energies in the minds of different philosophers who staunchly defend their opinions, stating, this may be the case or perhaps that or other. So Prabhupada writes in one of the purport, doubt is the intelligence, function of intelligence. So hearing different opinions, if somebody doubts about that opinion, that is a sign of intelligence. But that intelligence, if somebody just keeps on doubting, so he'll not come to the conclusion. And that is not a symptom of intelligence. So the intelligence should bring one closer to the conclusion of devotional service. So that is the right intelligence. And that is how we have to train ourselves so that we can deal with various conclusions and various opinions. One time Srila Prabhupada was with Madhudvisha Prabhu at Nairobi airport. So flight was in some time, so Prabhupada said, now let us have a debate. You know, so you become a Mayavadi, I'll become a Vaishnava, and we'll debate. So then Madhudvisha Prabhu, he gave some arguments, whatever he had heard, and Prabhupada, in a very short time, he defeated all the arguments. And then Prabhupada said, now we will change the roles. So now you become a Vaishnava, I'll become a Mayavadi. You know. So Madhudvisha Prabhu said, now I know all the arguments, so I'll easily defeat Prabhupada. But to his surprise, Prabhupada again defeated Madhudvisha Prabhu, and he was thoroughly bewildered. You know. And then Prabhupada said, this is how you should be expert and in preaching. So you should know the philosophy and you should know the opponent's philosophy so thoroughly that you can defeat your own philosophy with this philosophy, you know. So that is how Prabhupada was encouraging hearing different opinions, but we should be very, very strong in our own opinion, convinced that our opinion is the right, so that we may be able to defend our conclusions. Even in the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, when Arjuna says, Sanyasasya Mahabaho Tattvam Ichhami Vedatum Tyagasya Charishi Kesha Prithak Keshi Nishudana. So Krishna, please tell what is sannyas and what is tyaga. So when Krishna starts answering, he says, Tyajyam Doshavadityeke Karma Prahur Manishinaha Yagya Dhamatapak Karma Natyajyam Iti Chapare. So Krishna says, some learned men declare that all kinds of activities, fruitive activities, should be given up as faulty. Others say that yagya, dana, tapak, they should not be given up because they purify even the great souls. So interesting word Krishna uses in this is manishinaha. So manishina means they are thinkers. So Krishna is acknowledging that these people, they are great thinkers. So although Krishna is going to give a different opinion from what all these people are saying, but he is not just rejecting all their opinions. He is not saying all these are bogus, you should not hear. So Krishna is acknowledging that these people are thinkers. And that is how our attitude should be. That So Krishna is showing that some opinions may be wrong, but they deserve to be respected. So that's why he is using the word manishinha. So we have to acknowledge the intelligence and sincere thinking wherever it is, wherever we find it, you know. So that is what our response should be when we hear different opinions. So we don't have to agree to all the opinions, but we should acknowledge everyone's opinion, and that's how we'll become more and more strong in our opinion. So the question may come that why one becomes confused by hearing different opinions. You know? So in the case of in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we see that Tapan Mishra, he was reading so many scriptures. You know? That bahu shastre bahu vakya chitte brahma hoy sadhya sadhana shresht nahay nischay. Because he was reading so many scriptures, so he was not able to understand what is the sadhya, what is the goal, and how to reach to that goal. So the important point is, if our sadhya and sadhan is not clear, we are not fixed in our goal and the way to achieve that goal, then after when we hear so many opinions, then we will be confused. So main thing is our sadhya and sadhan should be very clear, then bahu shastre bahu vakya will not confuse us. You know? So hearing different opinions will not confuse us if our sadhya and sadhan is very clear. If we are clear about what is our goal and how to achieve that goal. So now the lectures, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was saying again and again, you know. So actually there is confusion. If there is confusion, it is a sign of neophyte intelligence. You know. So if we have some confusion about, after hearing some opinions, that means our intelligence is not perfectly refined, you know. So, you know, Prabhupada also writes, in a society of, disciples of Prabhupada, they write in the purport, in a society of learned persons, who have understood the personality of Godhead to be everything, there is no further cause of philosophical quarrel. Such unity of opinion is not based on the absence of philosophical inquiry, nor on the stifling of rational discussion. So, we should not tell others, don't speak different things what I have heard from. So we should be able to hear different opinions, and we should be able to digest those opinions, at the same time not get confused. You know, it is the result of, natural result of spiritual enlightenment. So if our sadhya and sadhan is clear, if we are spiritually fixed, then different opinions will not confuse us. Prabhupada writes, a healthy situation is, it says that if there are various opinions, so healthy situation is devotee should be allowed to express their rational thoughts and accept it. And if we are not able to accept it, just acknowledge it. You know, we don't have to, you know, put others' devotees down because they are thinking in a different way what we are thinking. You know, just like there is Shravanam, Mananam, and Nididhyasanam. So we have to contemplate and at the same time acknowledge others' opinions. So another question may come that if we hear different opinions, so how to reconcile? How should we respond when we hear different opinions? So three ways we can respond. First is, if we are getting confused about what is the actual conclusion after hearing all the different opinions, just approach some superior persons and clarify the doubt. You know. So classic example is in Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna is confused because he has heard from scriptures that these are the codes of religion. One should show compassion. Mahim syat sarva bhutani. He says, I am not ready to kill anyone because it will create sinful reactions and whole family tradition will be destroyed. So he has heard so many opinions from the scriptures. So that's why he is getting confused. And as a result, he surrenders to Krishna. Karpanya dosho pahatas swabhava shishyasteham sadhimam tvam prapanyam. When he surrenders to Krishna, and then Krishna imparts the whole knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, and at the end, Krishna confirms, kachideta shrutam partha tvayekagrena chetasa kachid agyana sammoham pranashtaste dhananjaya. O Arjuna, whether you have heard this discussion properly, and is your illusion, confusion dispelled? And then Arjuna confirms, nashto moho smritir labdhva tvat prasadat. So Arjuna, after hearing whole discussion of Bhagavad Gita, because he surrendered to Krishna and he heard submissively, so all his confusions about different opinions which he had read in different scriptures got vanquished, you know. So we should be also ready to follow the instructions. Sometimes people just ask some superiors, but they are not ready to follow what they are saying. So tad viddhi pranipatena, and pariprashna is important, but when the answer is given, we should be able to follow it. Otherwise, some people have, you know, the tendency of asking same question to different people. Till the time they don't get the answer what they want, you know. So we should be having that, you know, strength and intelligence to accept and follow the instructions of the superiors, and then we'll be free from all the confusions, you know. In the case of Narad Muni also, we see in the second canto of Bhagavatam, he has read and heard so many opinions about the creator of this universe, who is the supreme. So he himself goes to Brahmaji, and then he says that actually, I think you are the supreme controller. You know, just like Urna Nabhi Vaklamaha, just like the spider spins the web, and when he does not want it, then he can wind that web. So I think you have kept this whole creation under your hand, just like a amalaki fruit. So I think you are the supreme. And I do not see anyone superior than you. Naham ved param. So he says, I think there is no one superior, no one equal or inferior to you. So you are the supreme, I think. Then he says, but I am confused. Although he said so many things, just like Arjuna, he gave so many opinions, then Narad Muni also gave so many opinions that I think you are the supreme because I see everything is coming from you, you are supreme powerful being in this whole creation. But then he says, Sa bhavan acharat ghoram yat tapah susamahitam. But I see you also are engaged in lots of serious severe austerities. So if you are the supreme, why you are engaged in all these austerities? So please explain what is the truth. So then Brahmaji, when he hears, then he says, Samyak karunikasyedam vatsate vichikitsitam yadaham choditas saumya bhagavad vire darshane. So Brahmaji says, actually you have shown me extreme mercy asking me question. Because the questions which you have asked, many people have such doubts. So when we ask question, many people get benefited. So if we are getting confused hearing different opinions, so there may be many other people who are similarly getting confused hearing those opinions. So it is better to ask the superiors and clarify the doubt, because it will help many other people come out of the confusion and doubt. You know, as Bhagavatam 10th canto says, Vasudeva katha prashna purusham strin punatihi vaktaram prachakam shrutam tatpada salilam yatha. So if somebody asks a doubt, so then three people are getting benefited. The person who speaks, the person who hears, and person who is asking the doubt. Just like the Ganga purifies the three planetary systems. Another example we see in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, South Indian Brahmana, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is there in South India, and he sees the South Indian Brahmana is illiterate. But still, he is reading all the 18 chapters of Bhagavad Gita every day. Ashtada shadhyaya pade ananda aveshe, ashuddha pade na loka kare upahase. So because he was not reading properly the Sanskrit, the people were criticizing him. Keha hase keha ninde taha nahi mane, avishto haiya gita pade anandita mane. So different people were giving different opinions. Somebody was laughing, somebody was criticizing, oh, why you are reading this? There is no use reading this, of you reading this, because you are not able to understand. But still, this South Indian Brahmana, he was reading all the 18 chapters religiously, and he was experiencing symptoms of ecstasy also. Also, Pulak Ashru Kampash Tved Yavat Patan Dekhi Anandit Haila Mahaprabhurman. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he saw that this Brahmana, although he is illiterate, when he is reading I don't know what he is reading, but when he is reading this Bhagavad Gita, he is experiencing all the symptoms of ecstasy. Pulaka, Ashru, Kampa, Shved, sweating, trembling of the body, all these things are happening. So Mahaprabhu asks him, Mahaprabhu puchila tare shunmahashay, kona arth jani tomareta shukhoy. So Mahaprabhu asked, Oh Brahmana, please tell me, what are you experiencing? What meaning are you deriving from this Bhagavad Gita that you are experiencing these symptoms of ecstasy? So the answer of this Brahmana is very, very powerful. He says, Vipra kahe murkha ami shabdartha na jani, shuddha ashuddha gita padi guru ragyamani. So this Brahmana, he was convinced, he was not having any confusion, hearing different opinions of different people, oh you should not do this, you should do this. Because he was convinced, he has got instructions from his guru. Shuddha ashuddha gita padi guru ragyamani. So his guru has given the instruction that you please read Bhagavad Gita every day. So that's why he is not getting confused hearing different opinions. So should I study? What is the use of me studying? I am not able to understand properly. But because he was fixed in the instructions of his guru, he was reading every day without any confusion. And then he explains in more detail why he is experiencing the symptoms of ecstasy. He says, Arjuner rathe krishna hai rajudhar. Basiya che hate to trishyamala sundar. So he says, when I see the cover of Bhagavad Gita and I see Krishna holding the reins of the chariot of Arjuna, I go into ecstasy. Arjunere kahite chena hitupadesh etalagi gita pathe etalagi hai more ananda avesh. So when I just see the picture of cover page of Bhagavad Gita with Arjuna and Krishna, and Krishna is instructing Arjuna, I go into ecstasy. So he says, Yavat pado tavat paya taradarshan etalagi gita pathe nachade moraman. So this is very interesting. He says, because I am reading Bhagavad Gita, I am getting darshan of Krishna. Yavat pado tavat paya taradarshan. So if we experience Krishna in our lives, then no matter any, whatever people say, we will not be confused. Eta lagi gita pathe na chhade moraman. So if we are convinced, and if we have relished, if we have developed a higher taste, then hearing different opinions will not confuse us. So therefore then Mahaprabhu he affirms, Prabhu kahe gita pathe tomarai adhikar. So Mahaprabhu says, you are only qualified to study Bhagavad Gita. Tumita janiha se gita arthasar. You know the essence of Bhagavad Gita. So that's how we have to be convinced and we have to follow the instructions of the superiors and spiritual master. And when we relish Krishna and experience Krishna in our lives through the superiors, through the instructions of spiritual master, then we will not be confused. We see in the life of Prabhupada also. When he went to America, so many things happened. Nothing was turning out proper. Whole 1 year he was struggling. But he was convinced. He had the faith in the instruction of spiritual master. He had faith in the words of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prithvi te achayata nagaradi gram sarvatra prachara hoibe moranam. He was convinced, so he was not disturbed, he was not confused about whether he is doing right or not. So Gurudas Prabhu, he describes that when Prabhupada, he came to America, so it was not easy for Prabhupada to build this Krishna consciousness society. And he had to cook himself, he had to take care of everything, he had to take care of the rent of the flat, and he had to teach all the people also. Many times he would get confused. He would go to the harbor and every time he would go, he said that is how he counteracted his doubts. So he would go whenever he would feel little, out of the place and lack of enthusiasm. So he would go to the harbor and he would find out which ship is going to India. So whole 1 year, many times he went to this harbor and the customs man, he asked, Swamiji, you have been coming here for a year and asking and looking for the timing of the ship, but you never went. So Gurudas Prabhu is saying that, you know, because Srila Prabhupada was convinced in the instruction and had the conviction in the instructions of spiritual master and the mercy of Krishna, so even if some doubt came, but he overcame the doubts very quickly, you know. Kaviraj Goswami also describes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Lila Ratnasar Swarupera Bhandar Teho Thuila Raghunathera Kante Taha Kichu E Shinulu Taha Iha Vistarilu Bhakta Gana Dilu E Bhete. So Kaviraj Goswami at the age of 94, he is painstakingly writing this Chaitanya Charitamrita just to please the Vaishnavas, Bhakta Gana Dilu E Bhete. Just to please the Vaishnavas, he is writing such huge literature. But still, there are so many opinions which are coming, and Kaviraj Goswami is, you know, seemingly disturbed that he is mentioning all those things in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says, Yadi keha hena kaye, grantha kaila shlokamaye, itara jana nari bebujhite, prabhure ya charana sei kari varnana sarvachitte nari aradhite. So he says that some people must be saying that, oh, why you are writing Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is full of shlokas, so many Sanskrit shlokas you have added in Chaitanya Charitamrita, who will understand? Yadi keha hinaka, if somebody says, grantha kaila shlokamaya, are you have written hundreds of shlokas, Sanskrit shlokas in Chaitanya Charitamrita, itara jana naribe bujhite, common people will not understand. But then Kaviraj Goswami says, I am convinced what I am doing. He says, prabhu rei acharana seikari varnan. I am not writing anything on my own. I am just describing whatever Mahaprabhu has, whatever pastimes he has performed. So I cannot please everyone. So this is very important, you know. So if we are doing some service, we will not be able to please all the devotees always, you know. So even Kaviraj Goswami writing the postgraduate literature, he is not able to please all the Vaishnavas. Some people are saying, you have written so many shlokas in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So he says, sarva chitte nari aradhite. I will not be able to please all the devotees. Nahi kaha savirod, nahi kaha anurod, sahaj vastu kari varnan. Yadi hoye ragoddesh, taha hoye avesh, sahaj vastu na yaye likhan. So he says, if somebody, you know, opposes my literature, and if somebody makes a request, so I will not be able to write this literature. Sahaj vastu kari varnan. I have given this such high philosophy in such easy language. But if somebody makes an objection, I will not be able to do it. And yadi hoy ragodesh, if somebody becomes angry, you know, taha hoy avesh, and if somebody becomes so angry that he is criticizing, sahaj vastu ne aaye likhan. I will not be able to write this literature, you know. So then he says, but this literature is so powerful, yeva nahi bujhe keha shunite shunite seha kiyad bhuta chaitanya charita krishne upajive priti jani bera sera riti shuni lei bada hoy hita. So if somebody is just, you know, keeps away all the other opinions, and even if he is not able to understand, yeva nahi bujhe keha, but still if he reads again and again, kiyad bhuta chaitanya charita, what will be the result? Krishne upajive priti. He will develop attraction for the pastimes of Krishna. And then he gives more clarification. He says, bhagavata shlokamaya tika tara samskrita hoye tabu kaiche bujhe tribhuvan. So he says, bhagavatam is full of shlokas only. And the commentaries of bhagavatam, they are also in Sanskrit. Tabu kaiche bujhe tribhuvan. How come all the three worlds are understanding? He says, iha shloka dui chari tara vyakhya bhasha kari kaiche na bujive sarvajan. And I have written few shlokas in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then I am giving the translation also in the vernacular language. Kaiche na bujive. Why people will not understand? You know, so that's how Kaviraj Goswami is very convinced that whatever he is doing, he is perfect. He is doing in line with the parampara. So one time, some devotees, they were asking Gaur Govind Maharaj that, you know, sometimes different gurus also differ in their instructions, you know. So how can we understand this? So Gaur Govind Maharaj says that, you know, yes, they may differ, because different opinions will be there. Every person is different. And he gives the example that Jiva Goswami, he gives another, tells another thing than Sridhar Swami, who is considered the, you know, foremost acharya of the Bhagavat commentaries. But still, and then Chakravarti Pad gives some different thing. But the philosophy is not polluted. All of them, they may be giving different opinions, but all of them are in line with the parampara. Nobody is contradicting the parampara of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. So when we hear different opinions, we should see that whether this is in line with our parampara. And that's what Gauravanda Maharaj says. They must be in line with our Gaudiya Vaishnava Dhara. They must not contradict the philosophy of Mahaprabhu. Then it is all right. People may have different opinions because they have rational intelligence. And if they are presenting their opinion, which are in line with parampara, so we should not become disturbed and confused hearing those opinions. You know, even in Bhagavad Gita we see, you know, this first chapter, aparyaptam tadasmakam balam bhishma birakshitam. So Chakravarti Pad gives different opinion and Baldev Vidyabhushan gives different opinion. He says, Bhishma, this Kauravas, they have limited strength because they are guided by Bhishma, who is not completely willing to fight against the Pandavas. And Baldev Vidyabhushan gives different example, different understanding. So the opinions will be there. We should not be confused hearing different opinions, you know. And whenever we have doubt, we should be ready to ask and clarify from the superiors. And we should not think, or what will the superior think hearing my silly doubt, you know. Because superiors are more happy when if somebody comes and asks the same question 100 times, rather than seeing the subordinate confused. So Imana Mataji tells that, you know, Prabhupada would give lecture many times on Chaitanya Charitamrita. And this Chaitanya Charitamrita lectures were going on for 10 days now at one point of time. So after 10 days, one boy raised his hand and said, Swamiji, who is this Lord Chaitanya? You know. So after 10 days of hearing, he is asking, who is Lord Chaitanya? So then Prabhupada's answer is very wonderful. He says, oh, such nice intelligent question you are asking. You know, you are so intelligent for asking this question. So Prabhupada was never, you know, blasting that person after hearing 10 days of lecture, this is what you have to ask for. You know, it is just like, you know, after hearing whole Ramayana, somebody asks who was Lord Ram, you know. So Prabhupada was really encouraging all the devotees, if you have doubt, ask me 100 times, I'll clarify. You know? So it is better to clarify the doubts asking superiors than becoming confused. So that is the first thing, first way we can clarify our doubts. Second way is we can refer to the scriptures, you know. We see in the Bhagavatam, in the first canto also, when Arjuna, after he understands that Krishna has gone, he has left the planet and he is confused, what I am supposed to do now? Tadvay dhanushta ishava ratho hayaste soham rathi nirpatayas tadanamanti sarvam kshanen tadabhud asadish riktam bhasmam hutam kuhakaradam ivaptumushyam. He says, I am the same charioteer, this is my same Gandiva, this is my same chariot, but I am feeling that world has become void, I don't know what I have to do now. It is like putting the, you know, sacrificial offerings in the smoke. It is like sowing the seeds in the barren land. What I am supposed to do? Then after describing whole thing, he says, now I am taking shelter in the instructions which are imparted by Krishna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. You know, deshakalarth yuktani rittapopa shamanicha haranti prashabham chittam govindha abhihitani me. So now I am taking peace, I am getting the relief and peace in my life by hearing the instructions of spiritual master, instructions of Krishna. Many times we may not be in the situation to ask superiors or refer to scriptures, because it is some decisions have to be taken at the spur of the moment. So then what we have to do? So third thing is, when the confusions come, when the different opinions are there, we can come to the right conclusion based on our own realizations of Krishna consciousness. We see in the first canto of Bhagavatam that when Ashwatthama, he killed all the 5 sons of Pandavas, and then he tried to kill this Parikshit Maharaj also was in the womb of Uttara. So then Draupadi, you know, he told all the Pandavas that I want this Ashwatthama arrested and brought here. So then all the Pandavas, they go and Arjuna, he captures Ashwatthama and brings. So then Draupadi, suddenly she starts feeling some compassion for the mother of Ashwatthama. And then she says, oh, just like I am suffering, the mother of Ashwatthama will also suffer if Ashwatthama is killed. And then she says that, you know, after all, this is a Dvij Bandhu. One should not kill the Brahmana. And so many different opinions she gives. And then she says, we should not kill Ashwatthama. Please release him. Bhima says, no, you have to punish Ashwatthama. He has to be killed. Then Yudhishthir Maharaj takes the side of Draupadi. He says, I think Draupadi is right. You know, Nirvelikam Samam Mahat. He gives so many different things. How I think Draupadi, what she is saying is right. And Krishna is saying, I also think that, you know, Bhima is right. That Ashwatthama should be killed. So then after saying all these things, Krishna says, see, you have to please Draupadi. You have to please Yudhishthir Maharaj, you have to please Bhima, and you have to please me also. So many different opinions Arjuna has to reconcile. So then Suta Goswami, he says very wonderful verse. He says, Arjuna sahasagyaya harer hardam athasina manim jahar murdhanyam dvijasyata sah murdhajam. So he says, Arjuna sahasa agyaya. Arjuna came to know what should be the right course of action because harer hardam, he knew the heart of Krishna. So this is where our realizations, they help us. So at the spur of the moment when we have to take some decision, then whatever we have done when we are in peaceful times in Krishna consciousness, that decides our response when we are faced with difficulties, when we are faced with different opinions. Then what decision has to be taken, that will be decided based on our realizations. In the case of Bali Maharaj also, when Shukracharya, Vamanadev came and he, you know, vowed to give him 3 steps of land. Shukracharya came and said, you should not give this land to this Brahmana because he is Lord Vishnu. So, and then he gives so many things that one can break the promise in all these situations. But Bali Maharaj, because he had firm convictions, he had realization, he had heard from superiors, Prahlad Maharaj. So he was convinced that Lord Vishnu is the ultimate authority, we have to surrender to Lord Vishnu. So he did not get confused hearing different instructions of Shukracharya. So this is what happens when what we do in our peaceful times, it decides our response in the difficult times. So if we are absorbed in our sadhya and sadhan, then bahu shastra and bahu vakya will not confuse us. So if our why and how is clear, why we are doing it and how we have to do it, so then even if people give thousands of opinions, we will not be confused, you know. Just like Raghunath Das Goswami, he was also confused that how to leave everything and go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and join. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to meet Raghunath Das Goswami, seeing the, you know, intense eagerness of Raghunath Das Goswami, says, Antare nishthakar bahye lok vyavahar achirate Krishna tomaya karibe uddhar. So you think of Krishna internally with all your hearts, but externally you behave as an ordinary pounds and shillings man does. Achirate Krishna tomaya karibe uddhar. Very quickly, very soon Krishna will deliver you. Then he says, Vrindavan, after I returned from Vrindavan, Vrindavan dekhi abe asiba nila chale, se chale, ama pash asiha kona chale. So after return from Vrindavan, you come to me by playing some trick. So Raghunath Das Goswami is thinking, but how I will understand what trick I have to use? So then Mahaprabhu says, Sei chale sei kale Krishna karibe tomare, Krishna kripa yare tare kera khite pare, Sei chale sei kale Krishna sphurabe tomare. So which trick to use, which strategy to use, how, which path to take, Krishna Spurabe Tumare, Krishna will reveal in your heart, because Krishna Kripaye Jare Tare Ke Rakhite Pare. If somebody, if Krishna has shown mercy to someone, nobody can keep that devotee, you know. So we have to, what we do in our peaceful times, decide our response in the difficult times, you know. And also the mercy of the Lord and devotees are very, very crucial factor in deciding, in taking us out of the confusion when we are faced with different opinions, you know. In this, when Sarvam Bhattacharya, he was speaking with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he was thinking, I will, you know, help this young sannyasi, because he was thinking that this is a young sannyasi, how he will maintain his sannyas vows. Nirantar iha ke vedanta shunaiva vairagya dvait marge pravesha karaiva. I will teach him vedanta and then he'll be able to maintain his sannyas vows. So he is discussing with Gopinath Acharya. So Gopinath Acharya says, you know, who is this person? He is Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. So Sarvam Bhattacharya says, how can you say this? You know, what symptoms of Supreme Personality of Godhead you see in this sannyasi? So Gopinath Acharya, he gives lots of details, but Sarvam Bhattacharya is not convinced. So then Gopinath Acharya says, unless one gets mercy of Lord Krishna, nobody can understand the truth about Supreme Lord, you know. Ishvara lesh kripa hayate hyare, sei ta Ishvara tattva jani bare tare. So if we have got the mercy of Lord Krishna and the devotees, then we will be able to know the tattva of Krishna consciousness, will not be confused hearing what to do and what not to do. And that's how when Sarvam Bhattacharya, he was transformed. And then one time when all the devotees, they were in Ganga, you know. So Ramanand Rai and Sarvam Bhattacharya, who were the known as very great devotees, they started playing just like children, you know. Sarabham Sange Khele Ramanand Rai, Gambhir Gela Duhar Haila Shishupray. So they were playing like kids, you know. Then Mahaprabhu, when he saw that these people, they are supposed to be a great scholars, Pandit Gambhir Duhe Pramanik Jan, Balachan Chalya Kare Karah Varjan. So he tells this Gopinath Acharya, that these two people, they are supposed to be great scholars, grave people. They are behaving like children. Just stop them. So then Gopinath Acharya says, Gopinath kahe tumar kripa maha sindhu, uchalit kari bare yare ek bindu. Gopinath Acharya says that you are the ocean of mercy. And one drop of mercy has touched these people. Meru mandar dubaya jatha tatha ei dui gandashail ihar ki katha. Your mercy can drown even Menu and Mandar. What to speak of these two? They are like pebbles, you know. Shushk tark khali khaite janm gela yaar, tare lilamrit piyao ek kripa tumar. So this Sarvam Bhattacharya, whole life he has listened hundreds of logics, hundreds of opinions, and he was not, you know, able to understand what is the right way, because now you have shown your mercy. Now he is in ecstasy, you know. Tare lilamrit piyao ek kripa tumar. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed mercy on Sarvam Bhattacharya, he is in ecstasy. And if we are developed, if we develop absorption in Krishna consciousness and rise above the different opinions, then even if we hear so many different opinions, we will not be confused and we will be able to cooperate amongst themselves, among all the devotees. Prabhupada writes in this, one of the very famous verses in Pracheta's pastime, Lord Vishnu says, I am pleased with you because you have shown cooperation amongst all of you. You know, Sauhar Dena Pratak Dharma Tushtoham Saurdenava. Prabhupada writes, actually in Krishna consciousness there cannot be two opinions. There is only one goal, to serve Krishna to one's best ability. If there is some disagreement over service, such disagreement is to be taken as spiritual. Those who are actually engaged in service of Supreme Lord cannot be disunited in any circumstance. You know. So that will be the result of rising above and becoming absorbed in Krishna consciousness. that we will be able to cooperate amongst all the devotees and will not have any misconceptions even at the time of death. Syat sambrahmo antakalepi jushatam tat kathamritam. So this is how we can come out of the confusion which may be created by hearing different opinions, by taking shelter of the superiors, by taking shelter of scriptures, and by our own realizations based on Krishna conscious hearing. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.